Let's speak to Kenneth Mokgatle. He's a political analyst, and he is joining us from Israel. Kenneth, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Very good morning, Howard, and to High FM family. I'm fine, and I hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah, all good here. Thank you. So, Kenneth, just give us a bit of context here. Until these two decisions, what was the status, and what do you think is playing out here?
What we are hearing is that President Donald Trump is growingly becoming impatient with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over a pursuance of military action against Iran. We know about the controversial Iranian nuclear program. And what we've seen recently is the dealing of normalization or Abraham Accord pact on some of the deals between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, the kingdom. We know in the past during Biden that during the talks, the Jewish state was always consulted. Prime Minister was consulted as well as the opposition leader, Yair Lapid. But now we have not seen the inclusion of Israeli leadership. And that is very strange, as you said in your opening remarks, something that we have not seen with regard to the relations between Israel and the U.S. And also something also quite strange was the ceasefire between the Houthis and the U.S., which did not include Israel. We know that the Houthis have promised not to attack the U.S. Military sides, and the U.S. also has promised not to attack the Houthis anymore, but that did not include Israel. We've seen attack from Yemen by the Houthis against Israel, so that has not been tabled by the U.S. to say, as we have seen in the past, that they have always included Israel, and Israel is its most ally. So the question now, or something that is not very clear, is whether Biden was true friend to Israel, or President Donald Trump is the true friend. Who's the true friend between the two?
Is it possible that this is all staged?
It might be for political reasons, but we'll also see, as we have had the announcement from the Oval House, from the U.S., that President Donald Trump will be embarking on a visit to Middle East. So we'll hear, as time goes on, to hear of development on what is the security situation going to unfold in the future. But what I can say is that this is very strange, and there's nobody who understands what is happening here.
It is, if we speak about the frustration that that the White House might be having with Netanyahu, what does that center around? What isn't Netanyahu doing that the White House would like to see him doing?
I'm not sure, but what I'm figuring out from the distance is that the U.S. is very reluctant to take military action against Iran. That is why they opted for talks or discussions with Iran rather than running to take or embark on the military campaign against Iran. I think they are very reluctant to do so. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not stop to talk about much needed action against Iran. So I think that is one thing that President Donald Trump is not going to be able to do, or does not want to embark on such action against Iran. I think that is the only thing. But for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he believes that Iran is a problem and it should be eliminated, especially its proxies, the Houthis, Hezbollah, as well as Hamas, which have caused havoc in the entire Middle East region.
And in fact, yesterday I saw, I think it was on Fox, that they, or maybe it was even CNN, where they had disclosed they had found an Iranian nuclear development plant. They called it a chemical plant, but it's been being used for nuclear development for weapons for the last 10 years or so. It then went a little bit quiet, and I just wonder if this has anything to do with it. You know, the pieces are the Houthis, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Gaza. Those seem to be the moving parts here, and I just wonder what kind of a strategy Trump is using to get to what he wants, and what is it that he wants? Is there any way to try and figure that out?
I think what he said he wants before he could become the president for the second term was that he wants to stop all the conflicts around the world, especially the Ukraine, Russia, as well as the Hamas-Israel conflict that is currently taking place. So that is the kind of legacy that he wants to leave behind, to be the most peaceful president the U.S. has ever had. And he's trying to pursue that by all means. And he does not think that the prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu is willing to help him achieve his goal to stop the guns in the Middle East. So, but I don't think the relationship that is growingly becoming very strange, I don't think it will affect two governments. I think it's more about two personalities, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as well as President Donald Trump. We know at the end of the first term of President Donald Trump that he was not in good terms with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Benjamin Netanyahu, from the beginning of the term of President Donald Trump at his second term, he was able to fix the relations between himself as well as President Donald Trump. He was the first. He was the first leader of a government to visit President Donald Trump. So that shows you that this relationship can always be mended or fixed. Absolutely. At any time. So as you are saying that it could be choreographed or staged, we will see in the upcoming visit of President Donald Trump to the Middle East.